Let's read some more from the Holy Word of God. I need it. My brother and sister need it. The world needs it. It's glorifying to God. John 42 through 47. Jesus said unto them, and then I'll explain it. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? That's a question. Even because you cannot hear my word, ye are of your father the devil. The lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convince me of sin? If I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. So what is Jesus saying there in John 8? Jesus is saying that when the word of God is proclaimed, when the word of God is proclaimed, the people that are God's hear it, they respond to it, they love it, they're drawn to it, they keep it, and they obey it. If you hear the word of God proclaimed and it makes you angry, you're actually a child of Satan. Jesus just said it. And if you live like the culture, not like God's kingdom and his ways, you are a child of Satan. It's not mean to tell you that. Jesus taught it. I just read it in John 8. He said it to the religious people of his day. He would say that to anyone. If you can't hear my words, you're not of my Father. You're of... So this is good proof to what I always preach, brother, right? If you're either of Jesus or of Satan in the world, there's no in-between ground. There's no I'm kind of in the middle. There's no maybe, sort of, could be. You're either of Jesus Christ or you're of the world, sir. You're of the world. Go and be of the world. Judgment's coming for you. But we don't want that for you. But Jesus did say, let the blind lead the blind. And Joshua and Moses did say, choose this day whom you will serve. And then Joshua said, are you going to serve the true God or are you going to serve those false gods, the Amorites? He gave them a choice. They had a choice. They could go serve the false gods, or they could serve the one true God. So ask yourself, neighbor, when you read and you hear the word of God in its truth, not twisted out of context, not corrupted, not watered down to be itchy-eared and man-centered, when you hear the word of God, does it anger you? Does it convict you? Does it move you to repentance? Or does it bring you joy and the thought that you need to obey God's word? Because if you're not, you're going to be judged and sent away into outer darkness. There'll be no mockers in hell, I promise you. There'll be no mockers even on judgment day, sir. We hope you repent. And so that's what Jesus is talking about. If you hear the word of God and you rejoice in it, there may be a chance for you. You probably still got to repent of sin and keep going. But if you hear the word of God and it makes you angry, like we've seen a lot of people here today, it proves you're a child of Satan. So you have to repent of that and turn from it. And Christ shed blood. His grace and mercy is available for a short time until judgment comes and separates the sheep from the goats. No, you don't, ma'am. If you're of the world, you're not obeying Jesus. If you're of the world, you're not obeying Jesus. We're just telling you. If you're of the American church system, you're not obeying Jesus. There's a lady that walked by angry at the proclamation of God's word saying she's of Jesus. This proves that America has a false Jesus. Good point to prove and a good place to stop on this one.